Blog Talk Radio.
Mighty hand, and has gotten thee renown as at this day. We have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from the city of Jerusalem, the holy mountain, because of our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers. Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate. for the Lord's sake. O my God, incline thine ear, and hear, open thine eyes, and behold our desolation and the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplication before thee for our righteousness, but for thy great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not, for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by their name. Amen. Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.HouseofChristBibleInstitute.org, our online Bible College at www.HouseofChristBibleCollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministry at www.RiversOfRevival.com. House of Christ Ministries is an apostolic ministry and shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of media. We are also a member of the Tony Owens Ministry, located in Apopka, Florida, New York. From our radio broadcast, House of Christ Ministries, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, on www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis, every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our monthly mailing lessons, our social Christian network, our online Bible Institute and Bible College, our posting of Words of the Day on numerous websites. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are an important component to bringing the gospel to the world. Together we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. As we continue on this spiritual journey, we would like to share with you our statement of faith. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the church of God, which is in Christ at his return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and a separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preach everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Beloved, the world is our pulpit. Before Jesus Christ ascended into heaven, he commissioned believers to preach the gospel in every nation. He gave this commission to everyone, every single individual, not just to those who are called to the pulpit ministry. In fact, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ should not be done only in a pulpit. Wherever we go, on the streets, in the nursing homes, in the prisons, on our jobs, and at school, wherever we go, we should preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We can bring words of life and healing to the hungry, thirsty, and needy. The world is our pulpit. We must spread the word of God. You may be thinking, I am only one person. How can I reach the world for Jesus Christ? It is not as hard as you might think. It is done by reaching one person at a time. Be an army of one. No job is too big when we break it down into a series of steps and stages. Jesus Christ was constantly surrounded by multitudes, but he always took time to minister to individuals. Beloved, I encourage you to honor the Great Commission and for you to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world.
Jesus is mine, oh, what a hope.
Jesus Christ with the tools necessary to effectively function in the call of God on their lives. As believers, we are commissioned by the Lord to take the knowledge of Jesus Christ throughout the world. I pray that these teachings will be a blessing to you and will help you fulfill the Great Commission. You have been called to be a steward, a servant of God. God has called you to be His ambassador to the world. He has given you the ministry of delivering the message of God to the whole world, the message of reconciliation. No greater call could ever be issued. No higher position could ever be held. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This teaching, Supernatural Faith, will help you develop and increase your faith, which will enable you to walk in the Spirit. You will understand the basis by which faith operates and is built on, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Many Christians try to apply their faith and see no results, not realizing that faith must be built on a solid foundation. Jesus Christ said in Mark chapter 11, verses 23 to 24, that whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. I encourage you to speak God's word daily over your lives. No matter what you are going through, there is hope, there is help, and there is life-altering power in speaking God's word. Be faithful to speak His word. Release your faith as you speak. Declare His words boldly. Speak with power and authority, and lay your claim to the promises that are rightfully yours. Beloved, get ready to experience God's power in your lives. For more information and to receive copies of these teachings, which can be used in Bible study forums, write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003, or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. like to remind you that we will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, you could email us at hoeminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.ihocn.com, our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible newsletter at www.houseofchristbibleclub.org, our online Bible club at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our community
Romans chapter 10, verse 8 says, "But
what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. What is the word of faith? It is the word of God in which we believe. Before seeing any natural evidence or proof of its truth, the word of faith can also be called the word with faith. Whenever you apply faith to the established word of God, it becomes a word of faith. The word of faith has a threefold application. Your faith can be applied to the word of God in three different ways, and they are: you can apply your faith in the literal word of God when it is spoken. You can apply your faith to what you are saying that lines up with God's will and word, such as with the woman with the issue of blood. It is God's will that his covenant people receive healing from the promises in his word. The woman with the issue of blood placed her faith in line with that word and declared her faith in God's word and will by her declaration that if she could touch the hem of the word, Jesus' garment, then she would be healed. Number three, you can apply your faith in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the word of God, according to John 1, verse 1. Let us examine the word. John chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word of God is eternal or ever existing. The Word of God was there in the beginning, as the Scripture tells us. John chapter 1, verse 3 tells us of the creative power that is in the Word of God. It reads, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything that was made. Beloved, God used the word of faith to create all things. When he spoke in faith, the creative power that was in his word went forth and accomplished that which he pleased, and it prospered in that which he sent his word to do. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11 says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. There is a truth that you need to get in your heart right now, and that is, when you speak the word of faith, the word of God believing, you are actually speaking God's will, and faithful words that are in his will not return to him void. The word of God is spirit and life, according to John chapter 6, verse 63, which says, it is the spirit that quenched, the flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. There is life in the word of God. The life in the word of God is released by faith in the word. One of the definitions of the word life, according to Webster's Seventh New Collegiate Dictionary, is an animating or shaping force. Life has in it some sort of growth ability to shape and animate, bring alive, it is something living or tangible. When you speak the word of God in faith, it comes alive and brings something tangible into existence. When you speak the word of faith for healing to someone, then something tangible happens in that healing begins to manifest. When you speak the word of faith that is in the will of God regarding someone who died before their time, that word, which has life within it, causes the dead to resurrect and live. The word of faith calls those things that be not as though they were, which when causes something tangible to manifest in the natural realm. How does the word of faith come? You cannot get the word of faith without hearing the word of God that builds faith. Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." You must think of yourself as an empty cup. Then begin to fill yourself up with the word of God, quoting scriptures throughout the day. If you want the word of faith for resurrection, then fill yourself with resurrection scriptures. Fill your heart with the word of God by first filling your ears with the words, saying scriptures aloud. What you are putting in your ears, in your heart, will soon be received. This will cause our faith to begin to flow from you. When you have faith in your heart regarding the truth of God's word, it becomes the word of faith. You must speak the word of faith. The word of faith is not just a thought, rather it is something that you often express through the spoken word. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13 says, "We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak." Faith speaks boldly what it believes and expects to see. You must begin to speak the word of faith that you believe. If you believe that by his stripes we are healed, then speak it. If you believe that you should raise the dead, according to Matthew chapter 10, verses 7 and 8, which says, "And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give." Then speak what you believe, and expect the dead to be raised. If the word of God that you are speaking is full of faith, then it will receive the manifestation of your declaration. The word of God that you are speaking requires your faith to release its power that brings forth benefits. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2 says, "For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." Beloved, you must believe or have faith in the word of God that you are speaking into a situation for it to come to pass. Faith is in your family heritage. We, the Christian, are the household of faith. Galatians chapter 6 verse 10. The head of our family or household is God, and he speaks the word of faith. God spoke the world and the things therein into existence by the word of faith. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, gives us this example. It reads, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." God did not doubt, hope, or question if it would happen. He knew that it would, because he said it. He knew that his word was the greatest authority. His word supersedes all of the laws in all realms, dimensions, and planes of existence. His word is above everything else, and so all those things, whether it be the dust that formed the earth obeying his command to coagulate, come together, or nothingness becoming something at his declaration, everything is subject and must bow to the word of faith, the word of God spoken in faith. Because you are of the household of faith, you should expect to do what your father does, which is speak the word of faith. When you speak the word of faith in the will of God, all things must submit to that word. It does not matter if it is the winds, the waves, death, sickness, poverty, demons, animals, or anything else. It must submit to the word of God. Because the word of faith is an higher order and is a greater authority than all other things. There is power in the word of God. When Jesus Christ spoke, his word was with power. Luke chapter 4, verse 32 says, "And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power." His word was with power due to the fact that he had faith in the word. He knew that all that it said, his word was with power and would come to pass. He spoke the word of faith. As Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11 says, God's word does not return to him void. Void means empty. God's word always returned back to him full of results. It is a word of, if it is a word of resurrection, it returns to him having caused life to come into someone. If it is a word of deliverance or healing, then it returns to him having removed demons and sicknesses. When you speak the word of God in faith, it too will not return void, but will be full of the results that you had intended when you spoke them. Beloved, the word of faith becomes infused with power as you release your faith in the word of God. Although the word of God within itself holds power, faith is yet required to be the catalyst that releases that power to flow. Within you is already the power of God through the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, in which, when faith is applied, can handle any need that arises in your life and or ministry. The Word is sitting there by itself, won't change your circumstance or anyone else's. It is when you have faith in the Word of God that the power that is already resident in the Word is released. Every word of God is filled with power. When you speak that word, believing that it will come to pass, it becomes a word of faith and manifests God's promises. The word of faith is not spoken from a position of submission to anything but God. The word of faith speaks from a position of authority. It does not say, "Can you leave sickness?" or "Death, please go." Rather, it says, "Be healed in Jesus' name and arise from your deathbed." Now this, that when you speak the word of faith, there is no possibility in your mind that what you are professing will not come to pass. The word of faith comes to pass. If you have struggled receiving things that are promised to you in God's word in times past, it is probably your lack of faith in the word of God. The Christian that does not put faith in the word of God is like a person who has a brand new car with all the special features, but has no gas to start the car and enjoy what it can do. Beloved, it is faith that starts the engine and gets everything going, but you must believe. You must believe. The word of faith is empowered to change your circumstances, and those that you speak the word of faith into. The centurion in Matthew chapter 8, verse 8, asked Jesus to speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. This Gentile, who was not in covenant with God, understood the principle of putting faith in authority. This basic understanding caused his servant to be healed. You must know that there is no authority greater than the word of God, and if you place your faith in it, you'll receive what you are believing for. You are God's child, who is in covenant with him. And you must begin to believe the word of God regarding all that he has promised you. This will cause you to receive it. Jesus Christ is the word. And whatever he has said, you can apply your faith to and receive the answer. The thing that causes the word to become one of doubt or one of faith is what you believe. Jesus Christ constantly told people in the most challenging of circumstances to believe only, or only believe, and that simple act of faith in the word that he spoke would bring into manifestation what he said. Faith in the word of God causes you to speak with authority and power. Luke chapter 4, verses 35 to 37 says, "And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out. And the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about." Jesus Christ never doubted what he spoke, because everything that he spoke was in the will of God. You too, as Christians, can speak the word of faith, having the confidence that you are in the will of God by speaking the word of God. God's will is His word. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15 tells us of the confidence or faith that we can have when we ask something in God's will. It reads, "And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him." How the enemy is able to steal the results of the word of faith? The enemy steals the power from the word of faith when we have unrepentant sin in our hearts, or when we continue to be disobedient to God in certain areas of our lives, leaning on the fact that God is going to constantly forgive us for sins that we are not trying to stop doing. Would you give someone your car if they keep having accidents because they continue to go to the places that you told them not to go? No, you would not. And neither will God allow us to see the results of the word of faith when we constantly give place to the devil without true efforts to turn from sin. God confirms the word. Matthew chapter 16, verse 20 tells us that God confirmed the word of God that the apostles spoke with signs following. This happened because they had faith in the word of God, and they knew that they were acting in His will. You can have the word of faith in all areas of your life. You can have the word of faith in prayer, believing. Matthew chapter 21, verse 22 says, "And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." You can have the word of faith when you say in Jesus' name. If you truly put faith behind the authority that we have been given in His name. Mark chapter 16, verse 17 says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In My name shall they." Child of God, if you desire to do great things for God, it is imperative that you have the word of faith. When you cast out devils, you need the word of faith. When dealing with sickness, you can rebuke it with a word of faith. When you need to supply provision, you need faith in the word. You need the word of faith. Take the time to develop the word of faith within yourself by first repenting of and removing all known sin in your lives, and then daily reading the word of God and quoting the scriptures, especially those scriptures regarding the area that you are seeking God to use you in, such as healing, resurrection, and deliverance. Beloved, the word of God is waiting for someone who will believe and cause it to become a word of faith upon their lips. That person could just be you. We thank you for your words of faith tonight, Lord. We bless your name, O Father, in the name of Jesus. And we ask your forgiveness. Lord, we pray, O God, that you cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord. We pray, O God, that you remove every plank from our eyes in the name of Jesus. We pray that our faith will be strengthened and that we will believe on your word, O God, and it will come to pass whatever we speak. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you tonight, Lord. And we pray, O Father, that we will continue to submit to your word. And we will believe that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Lord, we thank you for your blessings tonight. We pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that we will rise above the enemy. We will close every door to the enemy, dear Lord. And we pray for your continued blessing. Have mercy upon us, we beseech thee, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for your word tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
There is power, power of the working power in the blood.
blood of the Lamb. As we continue on this spiritual journey, we would like to extend an invitation to you to join me on the Roman road to salvation. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted Him and turned away from Him, beloved, God created us in His own image to have an abundant life. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. We chose to disobey God and go our own sinful ways, resulting in separation from God. I encourage you tonight to turn away from the sins of the world and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and to recommit your lives to Him. Beloved, the scripture says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, then we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us.
Oh,
chapter 3, verse 10 says, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 10, verse 9 says, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me." If you would like to receive Jesus Christ into your life, I urge you to join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin, and I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sins. I also believe that he rose again from the dead so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, if you pray this prayer and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York 11003, or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. We encourage you to write to us in Jesus' name. What does it mean to receive Jesus Christ? It means to accept Jesus Christ as all God offers him to be for everybody. Jesus Christ is God's gift. John chapter 3, verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Some accept this wondrous gift of God. Everyone accept this gift becomes a child of God. Many others refuse this wondrous gift of God. And anyone who refuses this gift perishes. They condemn themselves. I encourage you, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars. Therefore seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor having the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined it in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with us all. Amen. And amen. Beloved, once again we would like to encourage you to visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministry at www.riversofrevival.com. We also encourage you to sow into this ministry through prayer and financial support. We pray that these lessons will be a blessing unto you. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Helmand, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Once again, I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, thanking you for tuning in tonight, and remind you that we're on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You could visit our social Christian network once again at www.myhocm.ning.com. God bless you and good night.